Well, we have. I have in my hot little hands here the D. Landreth Seed Company 2012 catalog. Barbara Malera, who is the owner of D. Landreth Seed Company, and if you've listened to the show before, and as I wrote on Facebook, or if you're a serious gardener, you know that D. Landreth Seed Company, which is the oldest seed house in America, purveyors of fine seeds since 1784, is in serious trouble and is trying to sell a million catalogs. They started this campaign beginning of September. They thought they had a month. They had a great response, and there are folks who've bought catalogs and supported them. I mean, if you go to their homepage, you will see the list of people who have supported D. Landreth Seeds, including people like Oprah,
Huffington Post,
American Express, Rosie O'Donnell, Organic Gardening Magazine, on and on and on and on. Folks who've stepped up and said, no, we don't want this company to go under. No, this is part of our heritage in America.
Also, I would say I got a look at it just holding it in my hand. These would be great even if you wanted to, like, frame some of the pages in here. Some of the images, they're almost like very Norman Rockwell-ish.
Yeah.
And it's
Further back than that, you know. Here's the thing. Barbara Malera sent me the catalog. Actually, it's a printer's, what do they call it? Printer's proof. Of the catalog. Mm. So I'm one of the few people in America that has it, and it's sitting right here, right now. In fact, see this envelope, this priority mail envelope?
Yeah.
She said, you look at it, you scan it if you want, and we scanned a bunch of images, Kathleen did, and they're on MikeNovak.net, and you can see some of the beautiful images from this catalog.
They're really beautiful.
And she said, and when you're done, you mail it back.
Oh, yeah. You may not keep.
You may not keep this.
Instead of do not drop,
do not keep. Do not keep. And I'm, already, you know, I just got a tweet from Snappy J Dog. She says, oh, my God, did you get yours already? I ordered one, but I haven't received it yet. What?
Capitals.
No, see, I got connections here. I get connections.
Stick with us.
That's it. But you can see what it's going to look like if you go to my website, MikeNovak.net. Both on the homepage and on this week's show, there are links where you can click and see some of the beautiful images from the magazine. And like I said, I've got it here, and we'll be talking to Barb in just a second about how that all... In fact, why don't we get her on the phone now? Let us go to the phones, and talk to Barbara Malera, who is the chief cook and bottle washer for D. Landreth Seed Company. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm great, too.
So we were talking earlier. You missed it because you weren't online yet. And I just got a tweet here from one of our listeners who says, wow, the catalog is really beautiful.
Yes.
And they've seen it on my website, thanks to the printer's proof you sent me, which you have ordered me to return.
Yes, please.
There's a little bit of, like, white powder in the envelope. Like,
whoa!
Or else.
Well, then it's too late already.
Oh, no. We'll be right back.
And it is. The catalog is beautiful. I have the printer's proof here, and it has images from past catalogs. It has photos from current vegetables. It has quotes from the past years, things that people said. I actually, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it right away, but I put a couple of those quotes
on your website.
So you saw that too. Okay, good.
You bet. The lettuce quote and the tomato quote are outstanding.
I'm going to read the lettuce quote here. This is from the 1848 catalog, which, as I understand, was the second or third catalog?
No. This was their brand new catalog. In 1847, they changed the way the American seed catalog was printed. And this was the first of the new age, 1848, seed catalogs in America.
So were they printing catalogs all along?
Yes, but a seed catalog before 1847 was basically a list A long seed catalog would be 8 or 9 pages. In 1847, their catalog was something like 60 pages. So it went from a 10-page document to 5 times that.
And they sold ridiculous numbers of catalogs because people saw this and said, oh, my goodness, I have to have this. Nobody had ever seen anything like it before, and they just snapped them up.
That's right. In 1847, they printed 13,000 copies. Now, this is 1847. They were gone in a matter of weeks. This is Pony Express, not Internet. And by 1859, they were printing 600,000 copies.
Oh, my goodness.
There were approximately 3 million people in the United States at that time. That means that a copy of the Landreth catalog was going to every home that had a postal address in the country.
Unbelievable.
And it's not an overstatement, Mike, to say that in the period from 1840 to 1850 to 1860, this company single-handedly taught a nation of immigrants how to live off the land, because most of the people coming from Europe were tradespeople who, in fact, had never grown anything. And yet we're going to have to be farmers in order to survive.
Hmm. And this is a quote from the 1848 catalog about lettuce. And the quote is, "The lettuce is a hardy annual introduced or cultivated in England since 1562, but from what country is unknown. The use of lettuce as a cooling and agreeable salad is well known. It is also a useful ingredient in soups. It contains, like the other species of this genus, a quantity of opium juice of a milky nature from which of late years medicine has been prepared under the title of lacticarium, and which can be administered with effect in cases where opium is inadmissible." Yikes.
So eat your lettuce. Get a high.
No wonder 600,000 people wanted this catalog.
Can you believe that? And could you believe in today's world where they chew all these morning glory seeds to get an LSD high, now they're going to be eating lettuce?
Wait. I hadn't heard that one before. Oh, write it down, Leah. Write that down, okay? Write that down.
One more time.
Okay.
What was it?
The morning glory seeds to get a high. Okay.
Ooh, doggy. Thanksgiving pie.
Barb, any other tips you've got for us this morning?
No, none that come readily to mind. Sorry, Mike and Leah.
Okay. Wow. See, Barb knows a lot of stuff. We love you.
Come into the studio next time.
Yeah. And bring some seed packets. Yes.
Right.
But of course, the whole idea of opium being in lettuce is
questionable at best.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Can we ask about the art? Did we?
Yeah.
We
no.
The art?
Go for it.
How were there different artists who contributed, or how? How? What was the history of illustrating the?
That's a really interesting question. It's one that I've wondered about, too. Mm-hmm. And about 4 years ago, a man contacted me whose great-great-great-grandfather had been employed by Landreth. In the 1880s, in the late 1800s and early 1900s, a seed company would employ a graphic artist who would actually do two things. They would put together the wood prints, the woodcuts that you see, the black and white drawings.
Right.
They
mm-hmm.
also were taking photographs at the time, so they would do both things. And yes, they did have a number of different artists who contributed to the illustrations.
Mm. And then nowadays? Or is that use...
Nowadays, it's all photographs.
You guys don't do any more. You don't employ. I know, given your situation now, it would be spending any extra money has got to be tough. But have you thought about having artists do drawings and etchings?
Yes, we have. But you know what we have, Mike? We have a collection, a nearly complete collection of horticultural prints from the old packets that we found.
Oh.
And so that's what we use. Those color illustrations that you see at the bottom of a couple of pages are actually the drawings from our 1930s and 1920s packets.
Wow.
Cool.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
So we have,
I want to rip some of these out. Not that I'm going to touch the one that you sent.
Get your hands off of this.
Yes, but
good thing we're not on TV.
Leah, your catalog will be shipped to you, and you should receive it sometime in early December.
Ooh, doggy.
So that's
I almost want to put them up on my wall, frame them, or, you know, great kitchen or bathroom or, I don't know. Yeah, they're...
They're so beautiful, and and I can say that because I had nothing to do with it.
Well, you're not here, Barb, but the tweets are coming in, and I haven't even been to the Facebook yet, and people are going, wow, wowie zowie.
And those are just the photographs. They're nothing compared to what the illustrations look like.
And of course, you've got to remember not only that, but you've got the listings. The point of the catalog is to get folks to buy the seeds and grow the heirloom varieties. What can you tell me about the kinds of seeds that you have in there? I don't think I've ever asked you this before, but do you grow them all yourself or do you harvest them from other people as well?
Everybody who's in the seed business now contracts with people that I call, this isn't an industrial term, producers. They're small companies located in the Pacific Northwest. They're maybe 10, 15 people at a time. And they contract with individual farmers to grow an individual variety. Because remember, these seeds are all open pollinated. So you can't be growing one zucchini next to the next zucchini, or you're going to have baby weirdo zucchini.
Baby weirdo?
Is that a specific variety?
Yes.
How can I get the baby weirdo zucchini?
And it's been patented by Monsanto.
Whoa! Where's my bell?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my goodness. The bell is out. It's broken.
You can't. So what the seed industry is a delightful industry because it supports so many small businesses. And what it does is it supports small farmers that will grow. They'll grow 2 acres of radish, and they'll grow 2 acres of squash, and they'll grow 2 acres of tomatoes. And those things grown in seclusion, open pollinated, then the seed, once it is harvested by the farmer and cleaned by the farmer, goes to the producer. The producer then sends a sample of the seed off almost always to Oregon State University, and they examine the seed, grow it out, and provide a regulatory tag that tells you the purity of the seed, that the seed, in fact, is what it says it is, and what the germination rate is.
Why Oregon State?
I think because most of the brains are there that do that kind of thing.
Okay, they're all concentrated in Oregon State.
Well, and also the equipment is there.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever want to appreciate that you don't have to do this kind of work, go to Oregon State and look at what they do in the seed analysis labs. They, from a single sample, will examine by eye every single seed in that sample.
Hmm. Cool.
It's an amazing effort, and they do a phenomenal job.
Our hat's off to Oregon State.
Yes, thank God we don't have to do that.
That's right.
We just got a tweet that you have a book out featuring just the illustrations from the catalog.
No, we don't. No,
oh.
No. No. We would love to, though. Whoever it is, say, who's the publisher?
No.
Snappy Dogs.
Yeah. That's not true. It's a shame, though. I mean, this would make, you know, this would make a great art exhibit.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Wouldn't
that be fabulous?
Oh,
but first things first, you're trying to sell a million of these so you can stay in business.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the report on that, how you guys are doing. I posted on my website the kinds of people who are supporting you. The list is amazing. I want to get to all of that. So hang on a second, Barb. I've got to take care of some business here. That's right. Barbara Malera, who's the owner of D. Landreth Seed Company. I encourage you to go to my website, link on D. Landreth Seeds, purchase a catalog. I'm going to tell you right now, get one for yourself, get a bunch for your friends for Christmas or for the holidays or for whatever you celebrate at this time of year. This is the perfect opportunity. They're going to love you for it. This is a beautiful, just as a piece of art, they can sit this catalog on their coffee table and never order a thing from it, and it would still be beautiful.
Yeah.
But we hope they will order things from it. So
Snappy J-Dog just did. She just bought it off the website. Woot, woot.
All right. If the bell worked, I could. we got to get Sanders. How come this bell breaks every week? I have no idea.
Oh, the technical issues.
It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. Do you know that tree care is more dangerous than police work or firefighting? That's what a study by the University of South Dakota shows. And every year, homeowners are injured or killed trying to do their own tree work. You should think twice before performing tree work of any kind, especially if it involves climbing, work from a ladder to prune a tree, and certainly attempting to cut down a tree. The problem is that in this economy, you're going to be tempted to do it yourself to save a couple of bucks, but the Care of Trees is fully insured to cover workers' compensation, property damage, and personal liability in case of accidents. Are you? Whether you want to make sure all is well with the trees in your yard, you're changing your landscaping, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees.
Allergies acting up, trouble breathing, headaches, sinus pressure. You're tired, congested. Isn't it time to feel better? Breathe deeply and easily. Get rid of the symptoms that complicate your life. Dr. Bonnie Flaster is an acupuncturist and chiropractor who helps people get rid of allergies without using drugs, shots, or needles. Call Dr. Flaster at River North Wellness Center, 312-642-7545. Or go to rivernorthwellness.com to find out how to get your body feeling better so you can enjoy life again.
You know that Black Friday is coming, but are you ready for Green Tuesday at Grand Street Gardens? That's their holiday open house on Tuesday, November 29, just after Thanksgiving. Have some wine, cheese, sweets, and more while shopping for Christmas trees, garlands, poinsettias, bows, pine cones, and tree stands. Local artists will be on hand showcasing their homemade Christmas items. Bad Christmas sweaters are encouraged! Tuesday, November 29th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Grand Street Gardens, 2200 West Grand Avenue in Chicago.
Out the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got
I'm playing that song specifically for you, Barbara.
Thank you.
You know it. I mean, you've been living that life now for about, three months. Almost 3 months. You were first on the show on September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were back on the show on October 2nd. Now, when you were on September 11th, you said, well, we've got about a month. We got to get this done. You didn't have any real expectations of selling a million catalogs in a month, did you?
No, but I hoped and ended up being rightly so, that with all the progress that we made in a month, we could go back to the people and say, give us a chance. At least give us some breathing room. We can do this, but it's going to take a couple of months. And we've been given that breathing room. At this point, we've raised $167,642.11 selling catalogs, $5 at a time. That's phenomenal. Thank you, Chicago. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Leah. Thank you, the Mike Novak Show. That's phenomenal. And most of these orders have been $5 at a time. So I'm confident, I'm very confident that once people actually get these catalogs in their hands and they see, one, we're legitimate, and two, this is an incredible value for $5, that we'll sell those million catalogs.
Yeah. It's amazing. And as you said, people in the sound of my voice have stepped up big time.
Unbelievably so.
And I know that means Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan.
You've had a lot of folks
living on the eastern shore of Lake Michigan can catch Chicago's Progressive Talk. In fact, if any of you are there now and listening, 773-838-9278, and if you've ordered a catalog, tell me why you did it. Call in right now and talk to Barbara Malera. But I am so proud of the people who have stepped up, and Barbara has sent me figures on that. It's just very heartening to see this happening. And if you look at the numbers, and I compared them between October 2nd and today, yeah, things have slowed down a little bit, but you were gearing up to get the catalog out, and now you're thinking that once a catalog is out and being shipped, that folks will there will be a bump again. Of course, there will be the Mike Novak bump.
you bet there will.
There always is. But more than that, when people see the quality of this catalog, they will step up and purchase them and keep you guys going. And so how does that work then? Do you just keep buying a month at a time out of this?
At some point, somebody's going to say enough is enough. But I think we're going to get to the million catalogs before we reach that enough is enough ultimatum. So we're just keeping our fingers crossed. Mike, the amazing thing is that after September 30th, things didn't stop. The momentum continued. It slowed, but it continued. And it has continued right up until today. We're still getting 100, 200, 300 orders a day for catalogs. That's amazing. And wait until they actually see the catalog.
Absolutely. I can only tell people to go to my website right now, if you're not sure of what the quality is going to be like, you can look at what we've posted up there. But of course, you can have faith in Barbara and the folks over at D. Landreth and order it because you want to. Now, remember, on the show last time you were here, and I said to folks, you when you heard her the first time, you said, "Oh, I'm going to do this. I want to get this done. I really want to support this company. I think it's important to keep the oldest seed house in America going." And then you forgot. Well, here it's October 2nd. You can still do it. Well, I'm saying now it's November 20th. You can still do it because it's still going. That shows you how strong this effort has become. I was amazed at the names we were talking earlier, Leah and I, about some of the names you on your homepage of Landreth Seed. You've got a list of folks who have been supporting you, like Huffington Post, American Express, Fabulous Beekman Boys, Planet Green, Martha Stewart, National Public Radio, Oprah Winfrey, The View, Ellen DeGeneres, Organic Gardening Magazine, Rosie O'Donnell, Sunset Magazine, John Deere Company, Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds, a competitor, the Sierra Club, Mother Nature Network, on and on and on. You must be very heartened by that.
Heartened, but also really humbled that people would care enough about a little company that we hear every day. Most people have never heard of until they read the history, and then they 100% are behind it. It's so typically American, though, to say, "Hey, we're going to jump in with both feet, and we're going to fix this. We can help." Only Americans, I think, on this entire planet have an attitude of, "We can help. We can fix it. We'll get it done."
Absolutely, and I am very flattered that I'm number four on the list. I actually counted 1, 2, 3. Wow, my name's number four on that list.
That's because for Mike Novak's listeners, he is so diligent about staying involved with the programs that he sponsors on this show. He keeps following up and following up and following up. You have a great radio program here, and part of its greatness, not only is it interesting, but it's very committed to keeping things factually correct. I'm blown away.
Wow. Can we write that down? Mark, can we flag that tape? That becomes an instant promo. What are we missing here about all of this? I know that...
Well, can I jump in? Because some of the things that people will get blown away by the pictures and the illustrations. They're phenomenal, and they're one of a kind. But I hope they'll take the time to read some of the text in this book, because it's text that they will never have an opportunity to get to someplace else. They can't Google it and find 15,000 different places where this stuff is quoted. This text comes from an archive of catalogs that we inherited with the company that go back to 1839. That archive of catalogs goes from 1839 to the present day. The Smithsonian has told us it's the only collection of its kind in the world. And I don't mean it's the only collection of catalogs that go across 175 years.
Mm-hmm.
What they meant was it's the only collection from a single seed-selling source that goes across all 175 years. And by having a single source, it's like comparing apples to apples. It's one thing to take a look at what Parkseed said in 1878 and what Burpee said in 1890. It's an entirely different thing to see what Landreth said in 1839, in 1855, in 1878, in 1902, because you get a continuity there and you really begin to understand how attitudes changed in American horticulture and American agriculture. And it's actually fascinating to read these documents.
Well, yeah. I mean, when somebody tells you that there's opium in lettuce, that's pretty cool.
Right. But the other quote that you have on your website, and people have to go to your website and take a look at
this. Well, I tell you what, I'll read it right now. Is that okay?
Oh, I wish you would.
And this is from May 3rd, 1934. It was an address by Burnett Landreth, Jr., before the Poor Richard Club of Philadelphia on the 150th anniversary of the D. Landreth Seed Company. And here's what he said. In 1849, David Landreth, Jr. was the first to graft in the greenhouse a tomato on a potato root. In this instance, the tomato plant nourished by the potato roots produced tomatoes in the usual form, but in the second place, the potato stem grafted on a tomato root could not produce its tubers under the ground, but produced fruit the size of a small pea at the axis of all the stems, a most curious result, showing how nature strives always to reproduce itself.
Isn't that interesting? Your readers might have gotten confused with all the text, but what it was saying is, when they tried to grow potato plants on tomato roots, they got pea-sized potatoes at the juncture of the stem and the main stem, the leaf stem and the main stem. So they got pea-sized tomatoes, potatoes above ground.
That's amazing. Why don't you still? You should be selling that seed. You know,
it sounds like. Right.
That was like that. What was the weird one we had before? The whatever.
Oh, the weirdo zucchini?
Yeah, right. So, there you go. That is Barbara Malera. And wait a second. Did I fix it? No, I didn't. I thought I had my bell fixed. So what? Again, folks, I want you to go to my website, mikenovak.net, or just go to the Landreth Seed Company website. In fact, we can. You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter, and it's a great present for somebody. And it's www.landrethseeds.com. If you don't go to my site and take a look at what they're doing, and if you want to get a sense of the catalog, like I said, there's a bunch of it up on my website, and you'll get a sense of what you'll be purchasing for yourself or for a friend. So,
Mike, can I quickly say, for those of your people that aren't interested in computers, can I give the 800 number?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, because okay. I know you still get phone orders as well.
We get lots of phone orders. It's 800-654-2407. Again, 800-654-2407.
That number again,
800-654-2407. 1-800-878-4407.
And the Mike Novak Telethon will continue after these words. The big board, it's going up on the big board right now. Thank you so much, Barbara. We'll follow up again. I think we got to do this in the middle of December sometime, so people are reminded, as we, you know, the ones who are panicking about the holidays and getting a good gift for somebody, we'll remind them at that point as well. And here's hoping for another bump and that you keep on rocking and rolling.
Mike, that'll come. Can I ask your listeners to do one thing?
Okay.
When they get the catalog, if they like it, will they go to our Facebook page and make a post on the wall? Mm. That, more than anything, will help us to convince other people we're legit and it's a catalog worth buying. Please post on the Facebook page.
Oh, you are definitely legit. I don't think you have to worry about that. All right. That do that, folks. All right. Go to the Facebook page and post when you get your catalog. Yes, Leah.
Did you we got a tweet that says Zinnias and Landreth introduced it to the U.S. market back in the day. Is that right?
Yeah. Landreth introduced the Zinnia in 1798 to the American market.
How about that? Oh. And you introduced the white potato.
White potato in 1811, the tomato in 1820, and the spinach that you still eat today in 1826.
That spinach is pretty old. I'm not sure. All right, Barbara, great. Have a great Sunday. We will talk again very, very soon.
Take care. Thanks so much, guys.
My pleasure.